A hospital in North Idaho is marketing itself these days to tourists from Canada. Medical tourists, that is. Jessica Robinson has this morning's story.
Most of the patients who come into Northwest Specialty Hospital in Post Falls, Idaho, are from the local area, plus a few from Washington and Montana. But hospital CEO Rick Rasmussen is thinking big. Canada big. He pulls up the hospital's website on his computer and shows me the little Canadian flag that was recently added in the upper right-hand corner.
When you click on that, it goes in there. So we have a total knee at 22.5, total hip at 24.
Total knee, total hip, total shoulder, ACL repair, all with the prices listed. These are procedures with some of the longest wait times north of the border. Though it feels more like the listing for a vacation package than a medical procedure. And included in each deal, a stay at the nearby luxury Coeur d'Alene resort.
So the resort picks them up at the airport, them and their spouse, takes them to the hotel, puts them in a nice room overlooking the lake.
And Rasmussen says while the spouse enjoys some spa time, the patient gets a new knee.
And they're back out playing curling this winter rather than waiting, 2 years.
Northwest Specialty Hospital isn't the only hospital near the border trying to get in on the multi-billion dollar international medical tourism business. A group in Washington is trying to make Seattle a destination. U.S. hospitals may not have the prices of places like Costa Rica, Thailand, or Mexico, but what they do have, at least in the eyes of Canadians, is speediness. Valerie Crooks is a health geographer at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia. She says Canadians are often heading across the border to avoid the wait lists of their national health care system. The demand for knee and hip procedures is especially high with Canada's aging baby boom population. But Crooks says these aren't vacation getaways. Even when Canadians are just crossing the 49th parallel, she says there are still risks.
The practice of Canadians going to the United States for these sort of out-of-pocket payment healthcare arrangements raise some of the similar types of questions as Canadians going to any other country in the world, including sort of lesser developed nations.
She says since patients are doing this outside their normal healthcare system, they have to pay and do all their own research. And Crook says even when the procedure goes as planned, the patient's recovery becomes the responsibility of the Canadian healthcare system.
Physicians are left to sort of figure out if and how they're going to follow up on orders that are given from a jurisdiction that is not only not local, but it's coming from an entirely different country.
Things like physical therapy, medications, and lab tests don't always translate well across the border. Still, many Canadian patients are up for it.
I just Googled knee doctors.
This is Trent Jeffries of Calgary. He went to Northwest Specialty Hospital a year ago. This is even before they officially started the medical tourism program. Jeffries had had knee problems for over a decade, but wouldn't receive approval from his doctor in Canada for knee replacement until he was 55. So with a few years still to go and the pain medications no longer working, Jeffries and his wife consulted with an orthopedic surgeon in North Idaho, and they made the 7-hour drive to Post Falls.
Sat down in the chair. I wasn't in that chair for 10 minutes, and they called me in for pre-op there.
Jeffrey says he'd never given a hospital a $14,000 check before, but he says it's been worth it.
I'd do it again in a heartbeat. It wouldn't bother me a bit. I've said since I've come back that if I have any kind of problems from here on, I won't fool around here. I'll get in my vehicle and I'll drive south.
Andy says if there's a stay at a resort thrown in, so much the better. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.